If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, hour four of our radio show. To the frozen tundra we go. Aaron Rodgers, too busy to attend offseason workouts. Does he need to be there? The Packers say no, he doesn't need to be there. Is that valid or invalid? Are you surprised? The Packers quarterback coach is covering up for Aaron Rodgers, and what do you make of the Packer wide receiver core? We'll get to all of that and more right now in hour number four. Here it is. Standing by the MVP. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, side by side. As we preach to the converted, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and whimsically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Vine. The studio's at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods, and our lead this hour coming from the NFL, we'll get back to pro bouncy ball coming up in a little bit, but I'm jonesing for some more football talk. So we go to the frozen tundra, and there's something brewing in Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. The Green Bay Packers star quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he has been persona non grata from offseason workouts. He has an absence. Now, many assumed the position that since Aaron Rodgers got the contract that he was now going to show up, that the reason he didn't show up in recent years was an act of protest. Well, you know what happens when you assume. So have you heard the latest on this? Now, maybe not. Maybe you've been busy watching basketball and hockey or living your life. So quarterback coach Tom Clements, he announced this week that the Packers are not concerned at all. Quote, Aaron doesn't need reps at this time of the year, Tom Clements opined. And he admitted, the Green Bay Packers coach, that it would have been nice if Rodgers had actually shown up, considering, you know, there's a void at receiver and all that. So. But he said Rodgers has, quote, seen these things a thousand times, and he'll be ready to go when training camp starts, close quote. All right, so it got me thinking. So let's discuss the question. The statement that Aaron Rodgers does not need to attend the Packer offseason workouts, is that valid or invalid? So I'm going to answer that by saying it's valid but misleading. Valid but misleading. So I've got political playbook, screenplay, and turtle wax. And we will combine all of that into a basket. And we're going to make some macadamia nut cookies is what we're going to make. Why not? That sounds good. All right, so to kick off the festivities, Aaron Rodgers, we get that he has a resume, and that's a big deal and all that, the resume. He's picked up a lot of accolades and has had a lot of success in the regular season and has had a few hiccups here in the playoffs, stacking up the MVP awards and all that. So while, again, it is valid that Rodgers does not need repetition, it is also misleading because I believe the message that it sends, say voluntary this, voluntary that, and Rodgers is part of the team. He's a big part of the team. He's the face of Lambeau, and you got to deal with the drudgery. See, here's my take on this. You got to deal with the drudgery. Take the good and the bad, and don't use the star system that you're better than everyone else. Green next 3 years. I would think that would motivate you to go above and beyond the call of duty. But getting special treatment, I realize it is common practice in professional sports. We're not naive to this, but it still rubs me the wrong way. It rubs me the wrong way that this is like out of the political playbook. Rules for thee, but not for me, because I am the star of the team. What politicians do, right? Remember the COVID stuff when that started, and they were like, don't leave your house, don't go anywhere, and they were having parties at all kinds of restaurants and traveling, the political hacks. It's the same concept. It's like, listen, you go out there and you work out, but I'm better than you. And that's the way it is. I'm the king, and you are the peons. But the thing about this, just because you don't have to do something doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. And all that, it's like, it's really that big an inconvenience. Now, furthermore, are you surprised the quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers is covering for Aaron Rodgers? Well, that part's obvious. It's a no-brainer. One of the demands, if you follow the Rodgers saga, in the offseason, if you're one of the owners, one of the stockholders of the Green Bay Packers, if you follow the story, there was a bunch of demands Rodgers made. Turns out keeping Devontae Adams was not on that list, but Rodgers made sure he wanted to hire Tom Clements as a coach. That was his hand-picked underling. It's out of a Hollywood screenplay. We've seen the movie. Remember Major League, old baseball movie, classic. Classic Hollywood movie. Lou Brown. Remember Lou, a manager of the Cleveland Indians? Movie's so old, it's taboo now. But he's working at a tire store. And so it's the same concept. Like, Tom Clements is retired. Okay, he's drinking beer and wine. He's hanging out with his dog. He's enjoying the good life. Living large and in charge. And ring, 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 ring. The phone rings. Looks at the caller ID. Oh, look at that. It's Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers goes, hey, how would you like to coach me this year? I don't know. Okay, sure. So what do you expect Tom Clements to say? And the company line and that whole rigmarole. Of course he's going to run interference for Rodgers. Turning the page. All right, now turning the page. The last thing here. And we'll get to some basketball. But the last thing. Have the Packers watered the storm and been able to survive this offseason? They lost Devontae Adams. He's now with the Raiders. But have they survived this big storm surge after trading Devontae Adams? So I'm looking at the depth chart here, and I'm shaking my head no. This is a piecemeal group at the wideout position. You got Randall Cobb, good old Cobb salad, Alan Lazard. Those are the starters. The hotshot rookie second-round pick, Christian Watson, is in there as the number three receiver on the depth chart. And then you've got old man Sammy Watkins. I say he's an old man because he's played for just about every team in the league over the last couple of years. And Amari Rodgers. Wowzers! What a concoction of crap! They better hope that Christian Watson, sight unseen, is a love child of James Lofton or Donald Driver or both. Now, Aaron Rodgers, he is going to have to go out to the store and he's going to have to buy a lot of turtle wax. Now, the reason Aaron Rodgers is going to have to buy turtle wax is because he will be polishing turds at the wide receiver position. There are no clear upgrades available. That's the other issue here for Green Bay. Unless they are able to trade for wide receiver X, who's not known to be available, and the only one that's somewhat available is out with the 49ers. Deebo Samuel. But outside of that, and then the Niners, I don't know what's going on with them. They still got Garoppolo. They haven't traded his ass. They haven't given a contract to Deebo Samuel, and they haven't traded him. A whole lot of nothing going on for the 49ers. But in terms of the Packers, what they can do, there's not anyone who's tried and trusted that, unless I'm forgetting someone here, the names that are on the radar: Odell Beckham, OBJ. Problem: A, he doesn't want to play for Green Bay, and B, he's hurt, and he won't be ready at the beginning of the season. So he's a good ball player, but he don't want to play there. He'd rather play for the Rams, and he's not going to be ready at the beginning of the year. Then you got Julio Jones. And I'm reminded of the famous quote we use often: do not let a falling star fall on you. Diminishing asset. Now, on a positive note, because I'll be many bright side for my friends in Green Bay. And I made good friends when I was in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. We had this meet and greet in Appleton. It was cool. A few people showed up. I had a great time. So the Lions and the Bears, if you look at the division, the Lions and Bears, El Stinko. And the Vikings, they've got an unknown as a coach and what appears to be a very average team. Somewhere in that 9-8, 10-7 type area with a chance of going 8-9. And so it is still more probable than not that Green Bay will end up winning the division and they'll have a bunch of regular season wins, that Rodgers will polish these receivers with that turtle wax and he'll be able to buy some time and do a little smoke and mirrors and all that in the regular season. But as we have seen, you have seen it, I've seen it, we've all seen it, the warts and the moles will be exposed at some point. Lately, it's been the NFC Championship game. Maybe now it'll be the divisional round because the receivers are a little worse. The only way this doesn't go that direction is if Christian Watson turns out to be the real McCoy. But good luck betting on that. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. Now, the NBA playoffs continue. We had a beatdown, a royal beatdown on South Beach. The Celtics go on the road and bring the hammer of God down on the Heat as they fell behind by 10 early. It was 18-8. And then the rest of the game, or the rest of the first half, I should say. Great stat. I ranted about this game earlier, but the Celtics fell behind 18-8. Miami had the lead from that point to the end of the half, 62-27. Boston had a 25-point lead on the road. That is the largest lead in a playoff game any Celtic team has ever had. Holy Bill Russell and Larry Bird, Batman. Insanity. Where's Kevin McHale when you need him? So the Celtics and Heat, they will go back at it on Saturday night. Saturday. That'd be tomorrow, by the way. And the Celtics, home court advantage. And they currently have a 5.5-point lead. 5.5-point lead. I don't have updated numbers on where the money is and the tickets. I don't have information on that. But I do have information on tonight's Western Conference game between the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. And so that we have a little information on that. And I know our guy, our friend in Fillmore, is very excited about that because anytime I mention the Warriors, he grabs the tree and he holds on to the tree that he's got there as he's listening to the show. But anyway, so the game tonight here on Friday, the Warriors opened a 6.5-point favorite, and they are now favored by the same 6.5. And the cash, 70% of the money, is on the Dubs, the Splash Brothers, and over 60% of the tickets are on the Warriors. So there's not a lot of confidence from the gambling world in the Mavericks, but is that a byproduct of people reacting to just what they saw the last game, or are they just completely off the good ship Maverick? We will find out tonight. If you would like to be part of the show, the lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can join the conversation there. That's at Ben Maller. Be part of the program. I was just reading a story the other day. It said in Washington, they are changing the electronic signs at gas stations, anticipating $10 a gallon at some point for gas. Let's hope that is bullcrap. Let's all hope that's bullcrap, that we don't get the $10 a gallon for gas, that we will look back to these being the good old days when it's only $5 or $6 a gallon, depending on where you are, sometimes a little less. Where I am, it's over $6 a gallon. Holy cannoli. The Coop Scoop on entertainment and your phone calls. We'll get to all of that, and we will do it next.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, there's a lot
money.
Of that. It's very expensive. Gas, very expensive.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook's a fun zone for all of us. You can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And a Coop Scoop on entertainment coming up momentarily. Our buddy Kyle writes in. He's been trying to get a hold of Blair in Maine. He's very upset that Blair has not called the show recently. He says, could you please get an Amber Alert on Blair in Maine? It seems the caller of the year is nowhere to be seen. The main reason that Kyle's annoyed here is he's traveling to Maine. He's going to be in a 5K race on July 4th, and he wants Blair to run in the race. Good luck on that. Chris in Des Moines says that someone on the show had to take the mantle from Beer Drinking Brian, and he believes that Paul in Rhode Island is the answer. Now, Ferg Dog said that Paul is sounding worse and worse. He then advised me. He said, hey, Ben, you should get him some help. But I know you'll just make it Coop's problem instead. Yeah, Coop, why don't you get him some help, Coop? Can you get Paul in Rhode Island some help?
Yeah,
make
sure.
Make some calls. Yeah. Well, everyone we've tried to help that's called the show, it has not worked out well. So, but we're not against it. We're not against it. Anyway, all right, who do we have? Page down here, page down. Can't read that one on the air. I did see Marcel warning that food picks are coming up. I'd like to warn all the affiliates. Those damn food picks. All right, let's go to the phones. Why not? It is a call-in show. We got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Then we got Balderdash. Let's get as many calls in here as we can at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. And to the phones we go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Pick a caller by their name. Let's say hello to, who do we have here? Patrolman Mike. Is he still hanging around there? Let's see. Hello.
No.
He's gone. All right. Let's go to Keith, who's in Boston. What's going on, Keith? Welcome.
Ben Mallett, how are we doing, gentlemen? My what I gotta say is with the white guy out, I can't remember his first name, for the Celtics, Horford smart in, big win. I think they're gonna gentlemen sweep it. And the last thing I gotta say is Marcel in Brooklyn is trash. Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Very kind of you to work that in at the end. I'm sure Marcel will not have anything to say to Keith in Boston at all. Jed who fled, who many listeners are convinced could do an impersonation of Jimbo Fisher, the Texas A&M coach. Hello, Jed, who fled.
Transformers, narcotics in disguise. Hey, Transformers, I'll knock Jimbo out. He went into the stands, tried to fight a Florida State fan because he was trying to, you know, script his exit there, Florida State. And good riddance. I hope he gets sodomized, dude, by a bull one day. Listen, who in the what? Hell is Lizzo? Who's Lizzo? Who's Lizzo?
She's
the female lady that was y'all's anchor a few weeks back or something? Who is she?
No. Lizzo's a musician. She sells a lot of records, and she is very proud of her body. And many people are a little annoyed by that.
So, yeah. Well, I'll tell you who should be proud. Fillmore. He is setting African-American callers back 100 years, dude. He could not be a bigger stereotype if he tried. Like, I smoked that grape tree. San Francisco's littered with human defecation and syringes. Oh, and there in front of God, your kids, and the cops, there's people shooting up. Like, that guy is terrible.
Jed, would you like to get into the octagon? Would you like to take on our friend
I'd like to accept your thanks for revolutionizing the spontaneous octagon, because as I became Jed who fled, you can't trust people to call in the next night. So, like, the other night, y'all steamrolled me with Rhode Island Joe, but I still won. Luckily, he was a chump. But, I'll step into the octagon. I'll 1 foot in, 1 foot out if I need to.
Well, not only did you beat Joe from Rhode Island, but Joe's no longer a caller. He's quit the show. He's moved to the dreaded day shift. We've lost Joe in Rhode Island
really?
To the day shift. Yeah.
I am a great caller, dude. He's staying in his metaphorical one road that island has in his lane. Oh, my God. How many golden tickets is that? Now, unless you are welcome. That guy's right. A bum. He's a bum. He's on drugs. He's a bum.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Go away. Philip is in Southern California. In Montebello, a town Rachel made famous. Hello, Philip in Southern California. Montebello. Welcome, Philip.
Ben, so good to talk to you again.
What's going on, Philip? How's everything in Montebello?
Oh, not bad. I heard that Rachel called earlier. I guess she lives down the street from me.
Yeah, we got a 20 share in your town. We dominate the ratings in Montebello.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Hey, I want to know if I could do a lame joke.
Is it clean?
Would that be all right?
Is it clean?
Oh, it's clean.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd were robbing a liquor store. And, you know, they're grabbing all the cash and getting all the bottles.
Yeah.
And Daffy looks over at Elmer and says, hey, is this whiskey? And Elmer says, sure, it's whiskey. We're not as whiskey as robbing a bank. You like that one?
That was an amazing joke.
Is this thing wrong?
Someday when I lose my job, I'll look back to this moment, Philip, and think that was when it began. Right there. That's when it all started. That's when the pink slips started getting written. Right there. All right. Thank you,
Philip. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right. That was good. All right, buddy. Thank you. The great Philip checking in. And we say hello to Manuel in Southern California. Gardena. Hello, Manuel. Welcome.
Moneyball Maller. Hey, man. You know, I feel bad for suplexing old Lush Paul a few weeks back. He's easily way better than that quitter Joe from Rhode Island. You know, Joe, that's no excuse that you're going to quit calling just because you got a day job. I call like 10 shows, and I have 2 jobs. So, Joe, stop already. But, hey, getting back to that Lush Paul, I'm calling BS on half a bottle a week. I'm thinking he goes through half a bottle when he's on hold. I mean, first off, the guy keeps referencing the WNBA team of Boston, the Boston Shamrocks. Who the hell are the Shamrocks? Like, we might as well call them the Boston Lucky Charms or the Boston Drunken Irishmen. I mean, come on, Paul. Get the damn name straight if you're going to call about the Celtics. But, Benny, I just want to wish you, Eddie Garcia, my man Raider Rob, and Coop the Pooper Scoop, a happy and healthy weekend, and let's get back at it on Sunday, boys.
All right. Yes, we will be
take
here.
That for data.
God willing, we will be back behind these microphones for another week of Marginal Overnight Sports Talk Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Let's check in. Why don't we check in with Cowboy first? Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario. A brief Cowboys corner. Hello, Cowboy John Brad. Welcome.
Hello, Ben. And today, Bud Grant is 95. David Wells is 59. And yesterday, Pete Townsend from The Who was 77, Bill Laimbeer 65, and Shooter Jennings 43. He was he's Waylon Jennings' son. His father died February 13th, 2002, at age 64. And tomorrow, Bobby Cox will be 81. And also, 45 years ago tomorrow, Wilfredo Gomez came off the canvas in the first round to stop South Korea's Yeon Nam Kim in the 12th round to win the Boxing Council Super Bantamweight, or 122-pound title. And also, 70 years ago tomorrow, the actor John Garfield died at 39.
I have lipstick on right now.
May 21st, 1952,
right.
Brooklyn Dodgers scored a record 15 runs in the first inning and beat the Reds 19-1. And anyway, everybody, Monday is our, of course, Victoria Day holiday. And everybody have a great weekend. And remember, you've got to be a boy to be a cowboy. Bye.
All right, there he goes, the great cowboy, John
Brad.
Hey,
where are the white women at?
All right. Marcel, can you introduce the Coop Scoop here, Marcel? Do you want to do your food picks? I don't think we have time for that. Can you do the Coop Scoop? Can you be the voiceover guy?
Uh-oh. The Coop Scoop on Entertainment starts right now. I'll be on the Mallettown podcast tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday for some 100% super fragilistic espiotidocious food picks.
It's wow, like Marcel, you nailed it. Look at that. Who knew? All right.
Super fragilistic espionadocious.
Well, kind of.
It's from Mary Poppins, you know.
I had no idea. Did you know that was from Mary Poppins? I know that's from Mary Poppins?
It's from Disney. It's from Disney, Ben.
It's from Disney?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Unbelievable,
yes.
Marcel. Who knew that was the case? I can't believe that.
All right, Ben. So got a few things premiering this weekend. First is a horror movie in theaters. It's called Men. Now,
oh, that Men are horror. Oh, the horror of men. I've always hated men.
That's right. Now, this one's kind of, someone or something in the woods stalking. So, but I saw the trailer.
It's really any horror movie. The woods just create the idea of horror.
That's true.
It's unknown out in the woods.
It's called a folk horror film. I don't know what that means, but that's what they're calling
so
it.
So folk or not foe.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's got pretty good reviews, and that's in theaters this weekend. Moving over to television, tonight on HBO at 8 p.m.
Tonight?
Yes, is a George Carlin documentary.
Oh, so, yeah. All right, now you got my attention.
Yeah.
As you know, Coop, back in the day, my early days of sports radio, George Carlin called local L.A. sports radio as George from Venice. He was a huge fan of sports talk radio. So what do we got? It's on HBO tonight?
Yes, it's called George Carlin's American Dream. It's at 8 p.m. on HBO. It is a two-part mini-series, I guess. It's directed by Judd Apatow.
Okay.
And we'll take a look at his life and his career. Part two airs on tomorrow night, Saturday night, on HBO at the same time. But if you have HBO Max, you can stream both parts today, right now.
All right. I'm going to try to allot some time to watch this. This has my attention, Coop. I'm going to try to watch this.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge Carlin fan. I love Carlin. I saw him perform stand-up back in the day.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Years ago.
That's pretty cool.
Obviously, he's been dead for a while. But
yeah. Anyway. Also today on Netflix, for those of you that are fans of the Jackass series, they have Jackass 4.5.
Eddie's a huge Jackass fan.
Yeah. So basically it's...
And a huge Jackass at the same time.
It's... It's all of the stunts and whatnot that they filmed for the latest theatrical release, Jackass Forever, that didn't make it into the movie. So it's basically everything from the cutting room floor they're putting into this Netflix special, I guess.
No. I've never seen one episode of Jackass, by the way.
What?
None.
Oh, even I've seen Jackass, Eddie.
Apparently, you're the bigger Jackass then.
How do you miss... Seriously, Eddie.
I didn't miss it. I don't have any interest in it.
Well, I don't either, but I've seen it.
How do you see it without making the decision to sit down and look at it? It's just like, it was
I've
on
seen
your
it
TV.
On they've
you
had
couldn't
clips
move.
On a TV. And I,
yeah, that's, not, just, that's not watching an episode of it. That's just seeing a trailer.
Well, I've seen on those. I used to watch late night shows back in the day, and they'd have clips on there, and I'd watch it. From
Jackass.
The movies. Yeah.
It's funny stuff. I mean, I don't know. But,
Eddie's a grump over there.
moving on. There's this new sci-fi show on Prime, Amazon Prime, and it's called Night Sky. It sounds pretty interesting. It stars Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons, and they play your ordinary retired couple in an ordinary house, and then they have a portal to another planet buried in their backyard. And so they, you know, spend their lives guarding this strange secret, and then a young man shows up, and it throws everything they knew into question. So that is on Amazon Prime for streaming right now. It's getting pretty good reviews. It's called Night Sky. And let's see one last thing, one note here. For those of you from the '80s,
That's before my time, Coop.
And early 90s.
And he's the old guy.
I'm
a 2000s guy.
On Tuesday, they will be rebooting.
Rebooting.
Yes.
Rebooting.
Yo MTV Raps. But
I'm good.
But here's the weird part.
Eddie loved that show when he was a kid, too.
He was a big fan back in the day.
The weird part is it's not going to be on MTV. It's going to be on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that is Coop Scoop.
Because they probably figure anyone that would like that show is now doing the streaming, and that's how they're watching, and so they'll pay money for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. The Coop Scoop on entertainment.
I haven't seen MTV in about 30 years.
Sometimes it's on here in the studio.
I haven't either, Eddie. I have not watched MTV. But they stopped doing the videos long ago, so probably around 30 years ago they stopped really doing the videos. Anyway, we have Balderdash. If you would like to play Balderdash, I need a couple of game show contestants right now. Do we have our defending champion, or do we need two new people?
I still have to screen a couple calls, so we might have our defending
champion. All right, so I need at least one person, but possibly two. Call right now, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369, if you would like to play Benny's Balderdash. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
And we got writers who have said it and done it off sliced bread.
Sliced bread.
Let me find out where it comes from.
I know where sliced bread comes from. You get some flour and you put it together.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That is a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. Available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! And it is Balderdash time. We're going to meet our contestants here in a moment, and we will have the game for the rest of the hour. Very exciting. This portion of the Ben Maller Show, Balderdash, on Fox Sports Radio, made possible by Discover Card. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Let's welcome in our contestants for Balderdash. We have a ringer. Justin in Cincinnati, who's going to play. Hello, Justin.
Jimbo Fisher is a whiny bitch.
Okay, thank you for that. Justin's going to play. And Eddie, you can either pick an old staple or a relatively new guy.
Well, since Justin is here, I guess we got to go with the old staple.
All right.
I'm young.
Nah, you're old. Jed, who fled, is back. I don't know why he called back, but he wants to play. Jed, you want to play the game?
I just want to say Rhode Island Joe is a mixture of an aardvark and a human, so he's a retard bark. But that's okay. I'll play. Yes.
What's the other choice, Ben?
Scott in Kentucky.
No, I don't know. Sorry, Scott.
I'm you a fan of a little rock, dude. Let's do this.
Well, we have Chris in Boston if you want him. He's on hold, too.
I'll play the ball.
I can't beat him. Like, nobody can beat him. Let's be real. He's going to beat me, but I mean, I'll try hard. Give it 110%.
Chris is the guy in Boston is pretty good, though. Why don't we have him play? Because he's better than you.
Let's have a triangle, dude. Let's play a little cutthroat pool. You know, 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15.
All right, let's go with the Boston guy.
All right, Chris in Boston. You're going to play. Hello, Chris.
Sorry, Jed.
Chris.
We didn't want a good game. Close out the week.
That guy might be the most annoying caller in sports talk history.
Oh, wow, that's rough.
Okay, good. Well, don't let me down, Chris. You got to do good. All right, gentlemen, here we go. The category.
You can't root for him.
Why can't I?
Just read the question.
Here we go. It Takes Two is category one and should have stayed home. Justin, please pick your category.
Should have stayed home.
All right, should have stayed home. These athletes all attempted a failed comeback. A failed comeback. Your name is your buzzer, and you each have one lifeline. Good luck. For $200, this Hall of Fame quarterback had a number of comeback attempts, but his first one with the New York Jets was a disaster as he led the league in interceptions.
Justin. Oh, my God.
It is not God.
Brett Favre. I don't know why I was thinking that. That wasn't a comeback. Next question.
All right. Brett Favre, that is it.
But
no, you got it right. No, that's actually right. You got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That wasn't really a comeback, though. He retired like 80 times.
All right. Keep your mouth shut. Just answer the questions. All right. $400, considered by many as the greatest athlete of all time, a comeback attempt with the Chicago White Sox and the Angels
Justin. Well, we know he's not white. Eddie.
Bo Jackson?
Wow. You're going to go Bo Jackson. That is correct. Bo Jackson. Yeah, hip replacement. I was around him with the Angels. He hit a few home runs. That was about it. All right, $600. Here we go. This three-time Cy Young winner and four-time Gold Glover spent 19 years with the same team before retiring in 1984. His comeback attempt in 1991 lasted only two innings in spring training. I'll give you guys a hint. He was well known in his day for doing underwear commercials with
Jockey.
Justin.
Oh, God. Jim Palmer.
That is correct. Jim Palmer. Chris, is your buzzer working? Chris, uh-oh. I feel
like my buzzer's working. I'm just not 55 years old, so I don't really get a ton of these references.
Whatever. He's like the Celtics in the playoffs. He choked.
All right.
Don't be jealous of old people. We know a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess. And you'll be old too. $800. After 10 consecutive All-Star and 9 Gold Gloves, this Hall of Fame second baseman, he started to slow down in 1994 before retiring. After sitting out 1995, he tried to come back. Chris.
Lifeline, Eddie.
Right. Can you finish the question?
No, it cuts it off there.
No, I can't.
I'm sorry. I don't have enough information.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
All right.
Did he play for the Indians?
Read it again. Hurry. Read it again real quick.
All right. After 10 consecutive All-Stars and 9 Gold Gloves, this Hall of Fame second baseman started to slow down in 1994 and then came back a year later.
I don't have any teams. No teams you can give me?
I'll give you the team. You won't get it. Cubs.
Oh, Ryan Sandberg.
No, you got it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're out of time.
Yeah,
Justin
old
still
guy,
has
more. Justin wins. Yep. Justin's 70 years old, and he has an advantage over Chris, who's a young 25-year-old. Justin won. We should add Jed play.
Got a murder, got to go.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.